Now, a guy, his name is Daniel. He's 41 and he's looking for love, okay? Instead of going out trying to meet people, he set up a website to try and find the love of his life, okay? Now, he is a professional board game designer. He's from Australia. Okay.
If you're a board game designer, wouldn't you then just be a professional? Like how many people are out there doing it non-professionally?
I'm an unprofessional board game designer. Now, he's a smart man because he's the Australian Scrabble champion.
Good
Maybe
on him.
That's why he's single. I'm not sure.
Why? Because he's good with words.
No, maybe a bit of a nerd. If you're good at Scrabble, I'm not putting you in that box, but maybe just...
Maybe just likes engaging in brain Olympics. Just training that noggin to be at its very greatest.
So that's why he has a bit of a problem, because he is a smart man and his website, it reads, "I'd love to have someone who's educated and informed and very much one to connect with on an intellectual level." So he's looking for someone with not all the... If he was looking for looks, he'd go for me. Intellectual, no, definitely not. So he's saying, you know, all the right things on the website, but he wants girls to take an IQ test.
This
is where it turns a bit, you know, Daniel.
That's where you slap the Scrabble board off the table onto the ground.
He says, "The number of intelligent women who have the same level of experience as me is very small. If you're one of them, you'll have my attention. You're not competing against a horde of other women." So he's sort of coming out saying there's not a lot of smart women and, you know, if you apply, you're pretty much guaranteed to get a date.
Oh, so is this like when no one enters the birthdays apart from one person when we do our birthday just after 7:30? So just because that one person entered and nobody else has, by default, they get the birthday. So it's like him. No one else wants him. So if you can put your hand up, you can definitely date him.